Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Latest advice from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, as we've noted before, is that sunspot activity still remains zero. There are no active sunspots currently visible on the earthward-facing side of the sun, and the solar flux, that's the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, has fallen to 60, that's 60. So high frequency propagation in the weeks ahead looks like continuing to be rather unsatisfactory on long haul multipath circuits on frequencies above about 10 megahertz during darkness or semi-darkness periods. In the meantime, here in Melbourne, we've moved past our midwinter period and we're moving towards our spring. So here's a summary of notable frequency usage I made recently across the time span 2000 to 2100. That's just around, or just prior to the Melbourne sunrise. Quite good reception on many bands. 3325 Papua New Guinea, the Kaita station, with its morning service, quite good reception. It's understood that a newer transmitter, higher power transmitter, is now in use for that program, which appears to run 24 hours. 5960 Kuwait, Radio Fana, with its broadcasts in Persian. And 5875 Thailand, Voice of America from the Udon transmitting station, with its programs in Korean. And 5910, the UAE, the BBC from the Dabaya relay station in Arabic. 5945, China, China National Radio Network 1, that's the home service domestic program. Next frequency is 5950, France, the Korean Broadcasting System, broadcasting via the Isidun relay station to Europe, Africa and the Middle East, in French. And 5960, the Voice of Turkey, in Turkish. 5995, South Korea, the Voice of Hope, the politically based broadcasting station with programs in Korean. And 6055, Bulgaria, the Overcomer Ministry from the Kostanbrod station, that's a brokered relay station in English to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. 6110 Ethiopia, Radio Fana, that's F-A-N-A, not to be confused with the other Radio Fana, which is F-A-R-N-A. This time the station is in the Oromo language, or the Oromo language. 6125, another frequency for China Radio International. That's Network 1, programs the domestic service. And 6170, Radio Romania International, in English, in Bucharest. And 6145, the UAE, as we mentioned, Korean Broadcasting System from Dabaya in Arabic. And the next band, 7215, 41 metres, Albania, China Radio International from the Sirik relay station in Arabic. Two frequencies for China National Radio Network 1, 7230 and 7345. And 7390, China Radio International from Jinhua in Hungarian to Europe, of course. 9460, the Voice of Turkey in Turkish. 9555, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service with programs in Arabic. 9705, the Vatican Radio, from the Santa Maria di Galleria Transmitting Facility in English, and 9750, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English, to signing off at 2020. So quite an amount of activity there in our Melbourne morning period just prior to sunrise, mainly stations in Europe, Africa, Asia and the Middle East, and all travelling into Melbourne or appearing to come from those countries via short path, that's the night time path, and those conditions should remain pretty much the same in the days ahead. From the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter, here's some information concerning reception of various broadcasters in Sofia, in Bulgaria, by members of the that online group. Quite a number of stations audible during the local daytime period in Eastern Europe. So here they are. Australia. Noted reception of Reach Beyond Australia from Kununurra. That's the religious station. On 11875, broadcasting 1200 to 1230 to Southern Asia in English, and a good signal in Middle East and Europe. And Austria, the Austrian radio service from the Moosbund transmitter, was carrying the broadcast of Radio Dark, D-A-R-C, on 6070. 0900 to 1000 with 100 kilowatts, broadcasting in German on Sundays, and that's non-directional. A new frequency for a China station, the People's Broadcasting Service or People's Broadcasting Station at Ixiang, broadcasting the 19 meter band on 15745 between 0945 and 1155 to East Asia in Chinese. Adventist World Radio, noted by the Now in Germany relay station on 9610, good reception in Eastern Europe between 0900 and 1000 in Italian on Sundays. Antenna 180 degrees and the power 125 kilowatts. Unscheduled frequency for Deutsche Welle via the Issedan relay station, noted in Bulgaria. It's 15195, 1325 to 1400 to Western Africa in Hausa. 500 kilowatts there, big power, antenna 170 degrees. And Deutsche Welle via the Talata Madagascar relay station, noted in Eastern Europe, on 15275 between 1000 and 1100 in Swahili to East Africa, 250 kilowatts there and the antenna 300 degrees. And the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, noted in the Eastern European area, the 31 meter band, 9720 from the Trincomalee transmitting facility, 1115 to 1200 to Southern Asia, with programs in Tamil and Malayalam to Southern Asia. 125 kilowatts, 125 kilowatts, and antenna 345. And Tajikistan, Adventist World Radio via the Dushanbe relay station, heard on 15530 between 1200 and 1400 to East Asia in Korean, with 100 kilowatts, antenna 064 degrees. And the Voice of Turkey in Turkish, noted on 13635 between 0600 and 1255 to Western Europe in Turkish, 500 kilowatts and the antenna 310 degrees. And another station heard in Eastern Europe, Transworld Radio Africa, via the relay station at Dubaiya, that's in the UAE, 17680 between 1300 and 1315 to East Africa in the Afar language on Thursdays to Sundays. Transmitter power 250 kilowatts and the antenna 230 degrees. And Radio Free North Korea, a politically based station noted by the Tashkent relay station in Uzbekistan. Additional transmission 1900 to 2130 on 7550 in Korean to Northeast Asia with 100 kilowatts and antenna 076 degrees. Unfortunately, reception was not very good in Eastern Europe due to the frequency also being used at the same time by All India Radio with its DRM digital transmission service to Western Europe with 500 kilowatts and 300 degrees antenna in English, Hindi and English. So some information there from the SWL DX Bulgaria newsletter, and we thank that organisation for their assistance in allowing us to use their notes and frequency observations in our broadcasts. That's it. Done. All finished. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Sing Matilda with me.